Well, he's going to come with us, and we'll see. So nothing on any of the tests. Just took a shot, and then we'll have to see how he's feeling tomorrow with it. Couldn't return, but they ran a couple of tests. So good news, there wasn't anything broken.
How was it for you to manage the forwards pretty much for the entire game without him? And what do you think how did the guys do in that spot?
It can be, especially early like that, when you look at our schedule, be a challenge. But all these guys were playing as hard as they could, so it wasn't too bad. We dropped Kopp's line and Eakin's line, dropped a player off down with Shore. And then, you know, most importantly, Scheif's line shift length was right, so we were able to stay in a rhythm. But they played hard and they played fast. So if you're dropping one guy down and you just rotate that through two lines, it's not too much of a burden on anybody.
The first goal of your team for a change.
Yeah, and coming off some pretty good play up to it, so we felt we were getting some chances, and you felt that you were right. A good feeling for sure, and then it continued on with the game. You get a team like that, and boy, Connor Hellebuck was so good tonight. But their guy made a bunch of saves too. We're in alone a bunch of times, and you don't get it to go. You know they're going to have a push at some point in the game, but I thought we handled that pretty darn well. Huge, right? It's been good for us. We've got some good pairs, some good blocks, and good saves, but that's a dynamic power play, and we've had a couple of good nights on it. Yeah. Yes. You know, I mean, all of these guys, this was the first game in three that Beteto found out he was playing this morning, not 2 minutes before the game started. All of them at times, you know, our bench is cheering for them, right? They're doing something hard, something well, taking hits, moving the puck. It's been like that all year. You know, it's the group is more powerful than the individuals. I mean, when you put them together and they're playing right and they're playing hard and their forwards are helping out, they're scratching and clawing and everything gets completed clean, but there's enough heart and will. And Bowles, you're talking about a guy who 7 block shots, broke 3 bones this year. If he could have got the 8th, he would have gotten that lane too, you know.
How do you feel about where you guys are at in terms of the indirectness versus directness of some of those scoring chances?
I think today we were just about right on. There's a couple that you'd like to see a shot because you don't like the end result. The difference in our offensive game today is we were fast enough to be able to do both. Put the puck at the net at the right time, and even pucks deep, which is Kyle Connor's 3rd goal, right? Make the right decision to get it there simple, and then we find him in the slot. And then there were some plays made, right? There you're looking for it. Where we were on the right side of the ledger tonight, better than we've been in a long time. There was more speed to our offensive game, so there were more opportunities to make those smart decisions in the seam. We also had far more just simple plays, pucks to the net, that led to things. So we were pretty close to right. There's still a few you don't like, but I'm beating this to death. Relative to what we've seen, it was as good as we've been offensively in those decisions in a long time.
I suppose I should ask about some of the stars given Connor's goal, but I wanted to ask about Mason Appleton in terms of his direct game, especially early on.
Well, for sure, and then he gets popped up into that hole, but he's been playing. So there's a group of those kind of 4 guys with Kopp, with Harkins, and Roslovic, and Appleton who've all kind of played together here now for a little while, and their game has changed. Right, they're playing a far quicker, far more direct game. Even, you know, Roslovic's breakaway at the end comes from a good battle out, a slash out, and an indirect out. So it's just clean, simple plays that led to that. Mason did a real nice job. He's done a real nice job coming in as a penalty killer.
And in terms of the power play, Jack Roslovic comes into that slot position as a right-handed shot. Is that just a case of keeping as much else as possible the same?
The 4 other pieces there that drive that, we need a right in the slot. You know, that's a real good PK unit, and we weren't at our best with it, but it wasn't an issue.
Paul, did you feel like that Mark Scheifele line set the tone? I mean, you talked so much about better starts in the last little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they did, right? Their first 2 or 3 shifts are in the right end of the ice. They're shooting the simple pucks they're supposed to, but there's some plays there that they're connecting on. They were a real good, yeah, they scored a bunch of goals, so they're good, but they were a real good leadership line into the style of game that we needed to play.
And what about Mark's second effort on the Kyle Connor goal to win a puck battle in the corner?
Right, would be identical in terms of effort as his goal. You know, battles it to the net, and it goes in for him. He's done that far more games this year than not. He's and he'll keep getting better. He's going to keep getting stronger and develop into a real solid two-way, you know, heavy physical guy.
You also talked about Anthony Boteto. I mean, tough start, and then he got the game turned in some ways the other day. What did you think of his effort overall? A ton of hits and quite involved.
I think Anthony's effort's the exact same every night. Like, he doesn't take any nights off. He's not less engaged any night. He never shuts up on the bench, start to finish, and we need that. And it's the exact same way every night. He was able to, halfway through that game in Washington, elevate his game then and play exceptionally well straight through.
Just on, I mean, Copp's line was second over the boards tonight. And what's made that, those guys, so dependable, I guess, for you?
Because Andrew Copp knows that game. I mean, he sits on the bench, talks to those two guys about just about every play, and he can execute that game at a really high level. What goes with that is that Harkins, Roslovic, and Appleton, just prior to those guys becoming a line, were starting to play that style. They were starting to understand that they can be good at that game. So Andrew doesn't make mistakes. If he makes a read that doesn't turn out right, he read something right and something changed around him. He's a real good coach on the bench, really good with those guys, and lots of energy, right? He's excited about that role. He's looking forward to it, and that kind of gets picked up by their wingers.